So the North and South Pole, the distance is getting greater. That means the Earth is getting bigger. The planet is expanding. Einstein, right. No, it does not. The caller says, how does the distance become greater if the Earth still remains the same size? Einstein says, the poles are not bound to this plane.
Yeah, well, that's right. The poles aren't, but that doesn't mean it's another world.
Well, what is a plane then? We got realm and dimension. What's a plane?
Well, great. Okay, look here. You have an axis of the Earth, correct? The poles are flipping, correct? How far does an axis go and still be an axis? Can it be a million light years from the center point on X and Y? Yes. So it can be in another, if you're going to call that another world, a million light years away or whatever. It's not even accurate. The poles are just flipping. So the longest distance that it can make is the strongest bond of that magnetic charge. But this, there's not saying it stops at Alaska, that's the North Pole, and it goes just a little bit outside of the crust, and that's it. No, it goes further than that. The axis sees, because they're not a real stick line that you're, you know, running a line through of magnetic where the actual axis of it is, the pole.
So what is a
gyroscope?
I didn't get it from there either, Bob, and that was actually my next question, so thanks for asking them that, because that's what I wanted to ask. Because you said that the Earth is not bound to this plane, and that's why I asked.
The axis is not, the axis of North and South Pole is not bound to this plane. The Earth is bound to this plane, but the thing that goes through the middle of it, the polar North and South, is not strictly bound to this plane. And it's getting longer. Further. Okay. You have a the Earth. You make it into Play-Doh, right? And you slap it onto the middle of a mop handle.
Right.
And that, where it goes through the Earth, the putty thing, let's say that mop handle is the North and South Pole.
Okay. There's no limit to that bond.
Correct. And now we're saying that we're turning the mop handle upside down. But we're not necessarily turning the Earth upside down, but we're turning North and South Pole upside down. And we're saying that the ends will get as long as they possibly can, because they're going to snap in the middle to be a connection. And the further they are apart, the ends of North and South, the stronger that bond is going to be. But it doesn't have to be just outside of the Earth. The stick can be much longer than the Earth. The axis of the Earth can be much longer than the Earth, deeper than the Earth, further than the Earth.
Okay, thanks. So when the poles flip, is that the completion of the bond?
Well, yeah, when it flips and reconnects, it's got to reconnect. But it will.
So it's going to snap and reconnect. So the bond is going to snap, and then the bond is going to reconnect. Wow.
And be longer and bigger and tighter than it was before. If it were shorter, it would never reconnect. Like little bitty pieces of magnet, they have a hard time connecting. They're not so much. But a longer piece, like two long pieces, 2 6-inch magnets, boy, when they pop, you can't hardly pull them apart because they're trying to force those ends to be as far apart as possible.
Okay, but like, let's go to Bob's question. Like, what is a plane? The plane, because when I look at the definition of a plane, it says a surface in which any two points are chosen, a straight line joining them, and lies wholly in that surface.
That's within a plane, but that's in a plane. So you got to have an X and a Y. The axis that goes through the Earth is just a Y. It's not an X. So there's no plane to draw a, you can't draw a hypotenuse off of it. You have nothing to compare it to. So anything you can't draw a hypotenuse off of can't be in a planular description.
Wow.
So you can't draw an angle off of it. So how would you connect to an angle to a plane? So you gotta have X and a Y. So you're not wrong. It's just the literal definitions, the literal geonomic definitions, get you.
Is a plane a product of thought?
No. A plane is an x-axis. And you draw a tangent off the x-axis. That's what they're saying a definition of a plane is.
Mm.
And that's why it can't be with a y, which is the parallel.
Is it a product of a visual bias to conceive
a
plane?
Yes, it could be a... It would be a visual bias because it's limited to what you can see. Right.
Mm.
So in that case, yes, it would. Because there can be planes larger than you can construe. For example, we could say the Gobi Desert is a plane, and you don't have any idea how much that is. But you would say, oh, okay, that's the contents of that plane, which would be a visual bias based on knowing it's presented to you. Now, if we said it's 19,437,000, blah, 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 hectares, something. You'd say, okay. Oh, and it contains this much sand. Okay. You wouldn't fight with that because there's no way you could document or have it. But you would include all those knowings in the position known as the bias or the plane of two points that connect within that strata, which would be a visual bias for sure.